Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a misery Monday. Let's start it off by talking about the Bills' big win over the Lions at Ford Field. Josh Allen did it all. How about his 28-yard pass to James Cook? The guy did it all day, all afternoon, always against the Lions, who everybody has winning the Super Bowl. In fact, everybody thinks it's the Bills and Lions in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Allen ran for 2 scores in the first quarter, threw 2 touchdown passes in the second half, and the Bills win it 48-42, and it snapped the Lions franchise record 11-game winning streak. This guy extended all kinds of plays. He bought time with his feet. He found open receivers, and against that banged-up Lions defense, he just went off. Allen said, scramble drills are one of our best plays. Of course, Allen was 23 of 34 for a season-high 362 and touchdown passes to Khalil Shakir and Ray Davis. He ran 11 times for 68 yards and 2 scores. That's a week after he became the first NFL player to throw and run for 3 touchdowns in a regular season game. You heard me. He threw 3 and he ran for 3. That's 6 touchdowns. Dan Campbell said he poses a huge issue. He's 6'5", 237, and does it all. He extended a league record by throwing for multiple touchdowns and rushing for more than 1 score for the 6th time in his career. The Bills are now 11-3, and they've separated themselves from the Steelers, who lost. The Bills have won 8 of 9, including a victory against the 2-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs. Sean McDermott said it's rare air up there with the best teams. That's how we're going to have to play every week moving forward. Goff matched a career high by throwing 5 touchdown passes for the North-leading Lions, who are 12-2. Their loss gives Minnesota a chance to pull into a tie for the division lead with a win against the Bears tonight at home of the bank in Minneapolis. So let's look at all the scores from Sunday. The Eagles dominated the Steelers at the link. Pittsburgh never wins there. It's been since 1965. Hurts threw for 290 and 2 touchdowns. Oh, I thought he couldn't throw. Didn't they complain about that all week? And his crybaby receiver, A.J. Brown, complains about never getting thrown to. How about 8 receptions for 110 yards and a touchdown? Is that good enough for you, A.J.? Cardinals 30-17 over the Pats at the Toaster. Murray threw for 224. The Chiefs won 21-7, but Mahomes hurt his ankle, left the game, never came back. He did throw for 2 touchdowns. I thought the Browns were going to beat the Chiefs. That's what they were saying on Sports Grid all week. At least some people that I know. Bengals 37-27 over the Titans at Nissan. Burrow threw for 271 and 3 touchdowns. Chase had 94 yards. It was Higgins making all the big catches and tutties, though, for the Bengals. The Commanders slipped by the Saints 20-19. Daniels threw 2 touchdowns. Ravens 35-14 over the Giants at Snoopy. Lamar 290 and 5 touchdowns in the air. Cowboys beat the Panthers. I told you they wouldn't cover as a favorite. Dallas 30-14. Bryce Young threw for 219 and a tutty. It didn't matter. CeeDee Lamb had 116 yards and a touchdown. What a game for Aaron Rodgers and Adams. Devontae Adams had 9 catches, 198 yards, and 2 touchdowns from Rodgers, including a late one. Jets win it 32-25 over the Jags for their 4th win. They still suck. Texans 20-12 over the Dolphins. And there were some crazy injuries in this one. They carried a guy off the field on a stretcher. They stopped the game for 15 minutes. Texans win it, though, 20-12. Colts were winning. In fact, Taylor scored a touchdown. Too bad he dropped the ball at the goal line and it didn't count. They never recovered from it, and the Broncos kicked their ass 31-13. Now, I mentioned those Dolphins losses and Colts losses because the Steelers clinched a playoff berth with those losses. So Pittsburgh's in the playoffs no matter what. The Buccaneers won their 4th straight, 40-17 over the Chargers. Mayfield, 288 and 4 touchdowns. And on Sunday Night Football, the Packers absolutely destroyed the Seahawks at Lumen Field in Seattle, 30-13. Love threw for 229 and 2 touchdowns. Jacobs a touchdown on the ground. He ran for 94 yards as the Packers improved to 10-4. I want to go back to Saturday and the top 25 in college basketball. Kentucky beat Louisville by 8. Louisville covered. Memphis beat Clemson at Little John in overtime, 87-82. Number 1 Tennessee, a last-second layup. Boom, it counts. They beat Illinois in Champaign by 2. Auburn, 91-53 all over Ohio State. Dayton upset number 6 Marquette in Dayton, 71-63. Bama, 83-75 over Creighton in Tuscaloosa. At the Garden, number 18 UConn beat number 8 Gonzaga by 6. Number 9 Florida beat Arizona State in Atlanta, 83-66. NC State went to Kansas and got beat by 15 by the 10th-ranked Jayhawks. Number 17 A&M by 4 over number 11 Purdue. Number 13, Oklahoma, 80-65 over Oklahoma State. Number 19, Ole Miss, 77-46 over Southern Miss. Number 20, Wisconsin, 83-74 over Butler. Number 22, Cincinnati by 3 over Xavier in the Battle of the Queen City. Number 24, UCLA by 3 over Arizona. And number 25, Mississippi State, 66-63 over McNeese. On Sunday, just a couple of games, number 12, Oregon beat Stephen F. Austin 79-61. And number 3, Iowa State 83-51 over Omaha. On Saturday, by the way, Navy beat the crap out of Army at the dump in Landover 31-14. Hovarth, 2 touchdowns for Navy as they upset the Army Knights. They couldn't get it done. Just so we're clear, the bowl games start tomorrow. Basically, we've had one already. That was Jackson State beating South Carolina State in the Cricket Celebration Bowl in Atlanta at the Benz. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock ESPN at Toyota in Frisco, Texas. It's number 25, Memphis against West Virginia. By the way, Rich Rod has taken the job to go back to Morgantown to be the coach of the Mountaineers. Memphis is laying 4.5 in this game. The total is 58.5. And then on Wednesday at 5:30 on ESPN, Western Kentucky and James Madison, FAU Stadium in Boca Raton. It's the Boca Raton Bowl. JMU laying 6.5, 51.5 is the total. Then at 9 o'clock Wednesday night, Cal against number 24 UNLV at SoFi in La Lipstick City. Cal is laying 1 in the Art of Sport LA Bowl. On Thursday, 7 o'clock on the Deuce at the Superdome in New Orleans, Georgia Southern against Sam Houston. Georgia Southern's laying 6, 48.5. It's the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. And then on Friday night, you get the playoff, the real deal. It's Indiana against Notre Dame. Number 10, Indiana against number 7, Notre Dame at Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend. Notre Dame laying 7.5. 51.5 is the number. Also on Friday, the Cure Bowl, Ohio and Jacksonville State. That's at noon on ESPN. Ohio laying 3. 54.5 is the total. 3:30 on Friday, Tulane in Florida. In the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa at Raymond James, Florida laying 14. 49.5 the number. Those are the ball games from Tuesday through Friday. We'll do the rest as they go heading into the weekend. All right, let's go back to Sunday in the NBA. The Knicks beat the Magic 191 in Orlando. How about Towns? 22 points, 22 rebounds. Brunson had 31. Knicks covered. Lakers 116-110 over the Grizzlies at the Crypt. AD at 40-16. Pacers 119-104 at home over the Pelicans. Halliburton at 21-10 dimes. Celtics won at DC against the Wizards, but the Wizards covered. Tatum had 28 and 12 boards. Celtics 112-98. T-Wolves over the Spurs. T-Wolves covered 106-92 in San Antonio. Ant Edwards had 26. Suns won. Blazers covered in the Valley. Suns 116-109. And Booker had 28 to lead Phoenix. Mavs by 10 over the Warriors, 143-133 at the Chase in San Francisco. Luka with his 80th triple-double of his career. 45 points, 11 boards, and 13 dimes. Here's the schedule for tonight. Heat and Pistons in Detroit. Miami's laying 4.5 at Little Sleezers. That's at 7. 7:30 Cavs Nets in No Sleep Till. Cleveland laying 9.5 on the road. 7 o'clock Sixers and Hornets in Charlotte. Philly laying 3.5. 7:30 Bulls and Raptors in Scotiabank in Toronto. Chicago laying 1.5. 10 o'clock, Nuggets and Kings of the Golden One in Sacktown. Sacktown laying 1.5. 10:30, Jazz Clippers at the Intuit in Inglewood. Clippers laying 8.5 in that game. By the way, you know the Bucks and Thunder made the NBA Cup Final. It'll be Tuesday night in Vegas tomorrow night. Of course, Milwaukee disposed of Atlanta, and the Thunder beat the Rockets, of course, in the Nightcap game on Saturday night in Sin City. All right, so let's look at the NHL from Sunday. Blackhawks beat the Islanders at the United Center 5-3. Tara Vinen had a goal and two assists for Chicago. Leafs 5-3 over the Sabres. Sabres haven't won in 10 games. Tavares had a hat trick for Toronto. The Canes beat the Jackets in Raleigh 4-1. Blues 3-2 over the Rangers in St. Louis. Thomas had a goal and an assist for the Blues. And the Knights beat the Wild in St. Paul 3-2. Theodore with a goal and an assist for Vegas. Tonight in the NHL, 8 o'clock, Caps and Stars at the American Airlines in Dallas. Dallas is -$1.45. 8:30 on NHL Network. Panthers, Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Oilers are -$1.35. And the Panthers have not been playing well of late. 10:30, Avs and Canucks at Rogers in Vancouver. Colorado's favorite on the road, -140. I want to jump back to Saturday in the NHL just so you know what happened. Senators beat the Penguins in overtime on a Brady Tkachuk overtime winner. Devils 4-1 over the Blackhawks. Kings 5-1 over the Rangers. Wild 4-1 over the Flyers. Fleury was great in goal. 21 saves for the Wild. Oilers beat the Knights 6-3. Wings 4-2 over the Leafs. Caps 4-2 over the Sabres. Ducks in overtime over the Jackets 4-3 in Ohio. Jets 4-2 over the Canadiens. Overtime Dallas on a Duchene goal beat the Blues in Dallas 2-1. Avs 5-2 over the Predators. Flames beat the Panthers. Told you they weren't playing well. 3-0 Calgary. Bruins 5-1 over the Canucks in Vancouver. Utah won at San Jose 4-3. And the Lightning beat the Kraken 5-1. That was everything from Saturday. So I gave you Sunday, Monday, and then went back to Saturday and gave you all those scores. I think that's about everything for you. So, you know, as I said, there's a double dip tonight of two NFL Monday Night Football games. So you should be good to go. We're live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. Did you know we're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs? Yeah, if you got a smart TV, one of those, just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on Sirius XM channel 159 as well. Don't forget to check out Pharrell and the Prophet. Our app is kick-ass. We make people tons of money. That's as simple as it gets. The Prophet is incredible, hitting winners. Watch Prophet Plays for the picks. You can watch FU Pharrell Unplugged. How about Pharrell and the Prophet? There's all kinds of killer shows like Meet the Creeps, Miserable Men, Barely Legal, Pipe Dreamers. You get it all on Pharrell and the Prophet. Sign up for the app. You are going to dig it. I guarantee it. Have a great Monday. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Shag-a-hoo.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.